Good evening and welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot, and tonight's show is all about hidden gems and how they got discovered, musically that is. And I actually discovered someone. I discovered Sam Peart at the grocery store here at Don's Market in Paonia, and he's here with me now.
Hello.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Allie. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm really happy that you're here and you're going to sing, because I think that you're an amazing talent. And somehow it's always more exciting when you discover an amazing talent in an unexpected place. Yeah. So I was grocery shopping, and I walked past the stock room there in the back of Don's, and I heard this beautiful voice coming from back there.
Oh, baby, you don't know what it's like to love somebody. Love somebody.
So first of all, how did you end up here in Paonia? Where did you come from?
Well, it's a journey. I was born in England originally, and my family immigrated to the U.S. when I was 3. And so I spent most of my life in Colorado. I moved to Oklahoma for 5 years, and there was a lot I loved about it, but I really wanted to come back to Colorado. And I had always wanted to live in the mountains, and so I got on Google, and I searched for cool mountain towns, and Paonia came up. And I thought, wow, that's a weird name. Like, you know, that kind of got my interest. And as I looked into Paonia, I thought, well, it's got to be way too expensive to live there. It's got to be like Aspen or Vail or something. And you look into the house prices and know it's really affordable. It's this little gem that people haven't discovered yet, except me.
Don't tell.
I know. Don't tell anybody we're here. So many people came here from other places. And yet we're all like so possessive over this, like don't share our secret. But then how would we have gotten here? So I welcome them. But I started Googling it, and it was like, okay, it looks really beautiful and it looks like affordable, but is there any kind of culture? Is there any art? You know, I'm a musician. I wanted places to sing and people to make music with. And I started looking into the art culture of this town, and everything I read made me want to move here more. I mean, it was crazy. All the, like, Elsewhere and the Blue Sage and all these incredible organizations around town, the Unicorn Alliance and all the things that they do and all the music festivals in the park. It was just, it was like the exact place I wanted to live. So I just set my intentions on it. I said, I'm going there. And I put a picture of the valley. I don't know where it's shot from. I keep trying to find the perspective, but there's this beautiful picture online through the apple blossoms down onto Paonia through the valley. And it's gorgeous. And I put it on the home screen of my phone. And every time I would open my phone up, I'd just like take a second and imagine being here in Paonia. And I just, you know, money started pouring in, like the doors just opened and I rolled into town. It was great.
Well, what's your singing background? Because you really, I mean, you really do have a beautiful voice.
Well, I've been singing for as long as I can remember. Like that was just something I always did, you know, little hooks of songs and stuff. And then in my early 20s, I got a karaoke addiction. And I finally started like really being forced to explore and discover parts of my voice. Because when you perform a song for other people, you have to go all the way through it. And you've got to, you know, go for the big high notes and whatnot. And so the things that I had just taken easy in my own singing in the shower or whatever, suddenly I was kind of challenged. And I just found there was more and more to this voice as I started exploring it. And I still haven't really found all the end of it. I'll hear a song and go, I could sing that. I just don't know how yet. And I play with it and something works. It's funny because I've been in a lot of choirs and stuff, and people hear me sing and they think that I must know a lot about music, but I'm really like pretty ignorant when it comes to musical terminology. And people say these things to me and I have to turn around and be like, I'm sure that's something very specific. I have no idea what you just said.
Well, let's hear you sing a song.
Okay, this is one of my favorites. It's a song by Jason Mraz and it's called I Won't Give Up. And this was kind of pivotal for me in my life. Music has always been something that I used to express the state I was in. You know, I would find a song that felt like whatever I was going through, and it would just stay on repeat with me for weeks sometimes. And this is one of those songs that has just kind of wandered in and out of my life, but there was this really dark point in my life, and I ended up looking in the mirror and singing this song to myself. And it was the first time that I really got like, yeah, okay, I can do this life for me, you know? It can be beautiful, it can be great, and it can be that because, you know, I'm worth it, right? And I'm willing to work like that for me. So, yeah, it's a really deep and powerful song for me, and that's why I wanted to share it with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
look into your eyes. It's like watching the night sky or a beautiful sunrise. There's so much they hold, and just like them old stars, I see that they've come so far to be right where you are. How old is your soul? Well, I won't give up. Even if the skies get rough, I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up. And when you're needing your space to do some navigating, I'll be here patiently waiting. See what you find. 'Cause even the stars, they burn, and some even fall to the earth. We've got a lot to learn. God knows we're worth it. Away so easily, I'm here to stay and make the difference that I can make. Our differences, they do a lot to teach us how to use the tools and gifts we got. Yeah, we got a lot at stake. And in the end, you know you're still my friend. At least we did intend for us to work. We didn't break, we didn't burn. We had to learn how to live without the world caving in. I had to learn what I got and what I'm not and who I am. 'Cause I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. God knows we're worth it. I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love, still looking up.
And that song was called I Won't Give Up by Jason Mraz, sung here at the KVNF studios by Sam Peart. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Sam and I both looked into a couple of artists that maybe were discovered in interesting ways. And you found out something about Luther Vandross, right?
Yeah, well, it starts back at Toni Braxton, actually, because I was looking up artists that were discovered in neat ways, and I found out that Toni Braxton was like going to school to teach music. She was going to be a music teacher. And she got overheard by a record producer singing to herself while she was pumping gas at an Amoco station. And that guy reached out and got her and her sisters a gig. And that got the attention of Babyface, and she took off. But one of her huge influences, because, you know, Toni Braxton has that gorgeous, deep, low, smoky voice, right? And so as I was reading about her, she sings a lot of male artists' songs because they fit better in her range and that feel. And so she was really inspired by Luther Vandross, right? And I started looking into Luther Vandross, and I found out that Luther, with Luther's gigantic, big Luther voice, was singing jingles. Like, he was just singing little ad bits here and there. He was friends with someone who was playing guitar for David Bowie. And David Bowie overheard some of his arrangements, heard him singing, and said, that's great, we got to put that on the album. So in the Young Americans album, Luther Vandross actually arranged a ton of all the background vocals, and he sang background vocals. And but I thought that was such a neat connection there, because there's these people, and I know as a singer, I look at them and they're giants, you know.
Yeah.
They're out there doing the things that I want to do, and it's like somehow they've got this thing that I don't. And these humanizing stories are so cool because, you know, I gig in small bars and venues and whatnot, and who knows, like I might be really loud at the gas pump for a while.
Yeah, you, you should. You should test that out.
So if you are filling gas next to me and I start just broadcasting music at you, I'm sorry, but I'm trying to give it a shot.
Right? You never know who's going to be next to you or, you know, just what kind of performance you might give when it counts.
Yeah.
You know, it's about sort of keeping at it.
Like maybe in the grocery store.
Yeah, maybe in the grocery store, maybe in the stock room. Maybe on KVNF's Talk and Music show.
Do you know what's funny is that I think this was you, but I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure the day that you overheard me in the background, one of the people who works there came up and she said, okay, so a customer just came up and was like, okay, I overheard this person singing in the back room. And I thought like, oh, I'm going to get in trouble. Like I've been too loud or whatever. And they said, no, they said like, they're amazing. You should send them to American Idol or something. Like, I guess they did you tell the manager at the front that you'd been listening about me? Or,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. So,
but I might not be the only one, Sam, because you're that good, you know? Have you thought about doing one of those contests? Like American Idol or
I'm too
the
old
Voice?
For American Idol. You got to be 28 or younger. Yeah, I would go and do The Voice. I think that one's really cool.
What's their age limit? Do they have one at all?
I don't know.
Can you be like 100 years old?
I hope so.
I think it's only fair.
I would really like to see a 100-year-old win that contest.
Me too.
I'd love to lose to the 100-year-old.
Right? I know.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people are at it for a long time. And then I think some people, even when they do get discovered because they have amazing talent, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the path for them either.
Yeah, some people, I think that life just doesn't fit. Like there's a lot of people I know who want to be rich and famous, but if you look at like how lottery winners handle their money, I don't think we're all like that's the right fit for us. Mm-hmm. Remember that story? There was a guy with a golden radio voice, and his name escapes me, but he was homeless and he had this great voice.
Right.
And he got like a contract in an advance in his own place, and like within a month he was back on the street. Like it went poorly for him. So yeah, maybe that's not what it is, and maybe like I'm better off because I haven't been challenged in that way. I think about that seriously because I've struggled with addiction in my past and I'm in a good place now, but there's plenty of times where if I had access to that much money, I just wouldn't be here.
Right. It wouldn't have been a good path to go down at that time.
Yeah.
And I also feel like sometimes just making music is what the person's after in the first place. And so, you know, whether they're playing for masses or they're playing on Venice Beach as a homeless person, there's not necessarily a differentiation for them.
Yeah.
You know, as long as they're playing and making music. I'm here with my friend Sam Peart, who is a stockroom singer. While he's unloading boxes, he is singing.
I sing almost reflexively. Everywhere I go, I just sing. And like people get to hear my mood on broadcast is what ends up happening. Like a lot of times I will look around and notice that I have just been singing away and I really wasn't thinking much about it. Especially like I'll be stocking in aisles or whatever and someone comes around the corner and they go, was that you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I get a little embarrassed for a minute, but I had to kind of get over it. But there's sometimes when I have the same song in my head all day long that I feel a little sorry for the people who are in the store hearing it over and over again.
Well, or if you're in a bad mood.
Yeah, I'm not like big into screamo or whatnot. I think I get a little quieter when I'm just sort of like, I don't know, reflective or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't stay in bad moods too often, though.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Music's really helped with that. Music's been such a vehicle to move through things. I think that's one thing that... I don't know if everybody gets it or not. I think being a musician, there's a different relationship to it. But I know plenty of people who don't create music who still enjoy it in that way. But there's something so cathartic about the right set of words and feeling and music that helps us heal and move through. And I think that it's really powerful.